What is heresy? And do we see it today in the church at large? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about heresy and what the Scripture has to say about heresy. What is heresy? Heresy is the propagation of false doctrine and false concepts of the true Christian faith. It involves untruths. It involves distortions. It involves scripture twisting. And it involves opinions of men elevated to the level of divine revelation when they are not divine revelation at all. Paul had much to say about this through the Holy Spirit in the New Testament scripture, and he referred to it as a different gospel. In Galatians 1, verse 6 and 7, he said, I am amazed that you are so quickly deserting him, that is Christ, who called you by the grace of Christ for a different gospel, which is really not another, only there are some who are disturbing you and want to distort the gospel of Christ. Here, he is speaking of manipulation of the Word of God. He continues in verse 8 and 9 of Galatians 1, "But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he is to be cursed. As we have said before, so I say again now, if any man is preaching to you a gospel contrary to what you received, he is to be cursed." It's interesting that the Holy Spirit, through Paul, speaks a curse two times in one verse, emphasizing what the curse is for. For anyone who preaches a gospel of Christ contrary to the Word of God, which is what the apostles had preached. The scripture says, "The word of the Lord stands forever. The word of the Lord endures forever. The gospel of Christ endures forever." So if someone, through contrivance, through ignorance, or through purposeful deception to obtain followings, distort the gospel of Christ and do not preach the full counsel of God as Paul said he had preached, we discover then that they are preaching another gospel, and that other gospel brings a curse upon them. It brings a curse upon their followers. A very prominent movement that we are seeing now in the United States, and it is spreading worldwide, is what is called the emergent church movement, or emerging church movement. And it is also known as the relevant church movement. It is a heresy, and people are gravitating, moving into this heresy in large numbers throughout the United States and even worldwide. It is gaining strength in Great Britain, in Australia, in New Zealand, and other English-speaking countries. And the premise of this heresy is that the church has ceased to be relevant to the cultures that we live in, to society in general, and that it is now up to us as Christians to make the church relevant by bringing the culture into the church and adapting to the ways of the culture to make those people in the culture comfortable in the church and willing to be open, willing to be listening. To do so, emergent churches compromise the Word of God. I have heard emergent church pastors say there are no absolute truths. The Bible is not the absolute truth. That only God can know absolute truths. I heard one pastor say that there are verses in the Bible that no one can understand, and therefore we leave those to God and we only use the verses we can understand. That is a lie of the devil. There is no verse of Scripture that cannot be understood when one meditates on it, yielding to the Holy Spirit to show you the meaning and the purpose of the verse. How in the world can the church at large be irrelevant today? They are operating in a lie to begin with. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is the founder of the church. The Holy Spirit brought the church to the earth on the day of Pentecost. The Holy Spirit is the sustainer. Scripture says he is the Spirit of truth, and that he is the teacher, and that he will lead you into all truth. So those who speak of the need to make the church relevant today are living in a lie themselves. And if the only light that they have is the darkness within them, how great is that darkness? How is it possible that they could lead you into the kingdom of God when they've lost their way themselves, treating the word of God lightly rather than as divine revelation, in taking new concepts such as making church a, quotes, end of quotes, conversation, an exchange of ideas that might make all peoples of the world prosper and bring about unity. They even promote people who are Buddhists or Hindus or others of Oriental religions accepting Jesus but staying in their own religions. Strange doctrines. Confusion. Listen, folks, wherever there is confusion, there is witchcraft. This is religious witchcraft. And emergent churches are becoming the Holy Spirit when they say we have to make the church relevant to the society of this day and to the cultures of this day and bring the cultures into the church. And so they adapt strange praise and worships, including pyrotechnics, that's fireworks, and worldly music that cannot be told apart from the music in the outside world. That's bringing the world into the church. That's the spirit of whoredoms. When you bring the world into the church, that is the spirit of whoredoms. You go a-whoring after other loves. One love, that is Christ, is not enough for them. They must have other loves. These things are all compromise. And when you mix the things of the world with the things of God, pagan things with the things of the Word of God, that is what is called the sin of syncretism, and God does not permit that. He says, I share my glory with no one. So many of these churches rarely, if at all, observe the taking of the bread and wine. Some of them don't find it necessary. Others preach self-actualization, self-development, pursuing success, pursuing your dreams, creating happiness in your life. And there the Holy Spirit is sitting on the sidelines. Jesus is relegated, is assigned to standing on the sidelines as pastors and their musicians and their congregations caught up in self and ideas of men and teachings of men and strange doctrines exalt themselves in the eyes of the Father. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 17 to 21, we read, these are springs without water and mists driven by a storm, for whom the black darkness has been reserved. For speaking out arrogant words of vanity, they entice by fleshly desires, by sensuality, those who barely escape from the ones who live in error, promising them freedom while they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by what a man is overcome, by this he is enslaved. For if, after they have escaped the defilements of the world by the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and are overcome, the last state has become worse for them than the first. For it would be better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than having known it to turn away from the holy commandment, that is the teachings of the scriptures, handed on to them. It has happened to them according to the true proverb, a dog returns to its own vomit, and a sow, after washing, returns to wallowing in the mire. God is warning people, do not stray from the Holy Bible, the Word of God. Do not stray from the doctrines of Christ. I have spoken to people who have been in emergent churches. One young man told me that in 6 months of sitting in such a church, he never heard a message on sin or the need for repentance. He never heard the doctrines of the church, Hebrews chapter 6, preached from the pulpit. He never heard the salvation message of the doctrine of Christ, the importance of grace, or a message on faith, and that is faith on Christ. All of these things were conspicuously missing. He never heard a pastor at his emergent church stand up in the pulpit, open a Bible, and preach the Word of God directly from the Bible. He heard a lot of self-promotion, self-fulfilling, self-desire, success-type sermons. What God is going to do for you. He never heard a message on the conviction about sin. What is this that's going on? Titus 1, verse 10 to 14 tells us, for there are many rebellious men, empty talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision who must be silenced because they are upsetting whole families, teaching things they should not teach for the sake of sordid gain. The Holy Spirit through Peter in 2 Peter 3, verse 17 warned, you therefore, beloved, knowing this beforehand, be on guard so that you are not carried away by the error of unprincipled men and fall from your own steadfastness. That is, fall away from the faith. Peter was warning us. What is the source of these strange doctrines? Paul told us in 1 Timothy 4:1, but the Spirit, that is the Holy Spirit, explicitly says that in latter times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. He warns us in Ephesians 4:14, as a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness in deceitful scheming. Again, in Colossians 2, verse 8, he says, see to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the traditions of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. Christ alone must be our source. The Word alone must be our guide. Men are now giving strange and unsound revelations. Christ alone is the revelation, the Word of God. And in Him alone is your safety. In Him alone is your salvation. Paul said, I have preached the whole counsel of God. Paul was saying that he has preached all of the doctrines of Christ that are in the Scripture. Emergent churches fall far from this and do not do so, nor do they even think it necessary to do so. They are leaning on their own understanding. What does Proverbs say about that? Lean not to your own understanding. There is a way which seems right to a man, the end of which is death. In Hebrews 13:9, Paul said, "Do not be carried away by varied and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods, through which those who were so occupied were not benefited." We are in that season where deception in the church is at its peak. In 2 Timothy 4, verse 3 and 4, Paul said this would come. He said, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth, and will turn aside to myths." Brothers and sisters, friends, do not be deceived by false teachers who are coming forth publicly, nationwide here in the United States of America, and now worldwide in other nations, to talk about making the church relevant. Their message is that the Holy Spirit who established the church has failed because the church is not evangelizing. Well, I have news for them. It is the Holy Spirit who evangelizes, the Holy Spirit who calls people to Christ, the Holy Spirit who gets them saved, the Holy Spirit who continues to build His church on this earth that He established nearly 2,000 years ago, and He doesn't need any help from men. We go out in evangelization as harvesters. The Holy Spirit leads us in the path of those who are ready to be harvested, and we do the harvesting. We give the gospel, they accept. We lead them into a prayer of commitment, and then we disciple them. It's been going on for 2,000 years without the help of the so-called emergent church. The emergent church is a lie. The emergent church is a seduction. The emergent church will lead people into spiritual ruin in their faith walk. If you have family in emergent churches, get them out as quickly as possible. Get back to the true doctrine of Christ. For there is salvation in no other, Paul says. Let me ask you a question. Do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes to the Father but by me." You can know Jesus as a living spirit person who is willing to get involved in your life, to love you, to heal you, to prosper you, to establish you, to reveal himself to you. Are you ready? Pray this prayer now, won't you, aloud, being willing to turn from your sin. The Lord Christ Jesus will do all the rest.
Say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen."
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.